This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
It's our 10th anniversary. It's an exciting time. And sitting in my hot seat is a very special guest, Greg Hoffer, the CEO of Covyant Software. Greg is going to tell us a lot about one of the biggest problems and challenges that he solves for us, which is dealing with files. And we need to secure them and manage them and transfer them properly. Greg, welcome to the hot seat.
Thanks, Gary. Good to be here.
So what are you up to? Tell us about, you know, what's going on with compliance and the SFTP and protocol and other things in your space?
Yeah, here at Covyant Software, our primary focus is helping customers move files securely from anywhere to anywhere. And this could range from, you know, the local flower shop needing to upload data to their bank system, whether it's check fraud prevention or HR management systems, all the way up to the largest medical organizations that are dealing with HIPAA-compliant claims, enrollment data, all that kind of stuff. The world still runs on files, Gary, and people need to move them between systems securely. And we help them do it automatically so that they take the human elements of, you know, risk and human error and, oops, I had to go on vacation and we forgot to move those files. We take all that out of it.
Now, Greg, why are the boxes and Dropboxes and other and Google Drives not the right answer to this challenge?
Well, you know, they are the right answer for some situations, and we don't try to cover those. So if it's typically those are really good for collaborative type file transfers where I'm working on a document and my colleagues need to work on it, or my contractors, suppliers, vendors need to collaborate and enhance, and more of a human interactive, collaborative, almost creative process. Those things are fantastic. But when it comes to exchanging sensitive information, like personally identifiable healthcare information that needs to be protected, or banking information where you don't want just anyone to look into it, those things require a bit more care around the security, integrity, authentication of the data flowing between the systems. And quite often, those are not human initiated. They're batch processes that occur overnight in an unattended fashion. And that's really where we focus.
So in this unattended fashion, we've got to move, you know, dozens or hundreds or thousands of files. And I assume you have a workflow engine and there's some form of security beyond just the SSL TLS level kind of encryption.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So our tool allows users, administrators of these workflows to very easily just configure any source to any destination. So we're kind of protocol agnostic, if you will. We support FTP, FTPS, SFTP, AS2, Box, Dropbox, S3, Azure Files. Basically, if you can think of it as a way to have files in one location or move files to that location, we handle it. But that's really not just, that's not sufficient all the time. We also deal with PGP encryption. So the data is protected at rest as well. So only the intended recipients can receive it. PGP also supports signing. So that's a great way to ensure that the data that you've received actually came from the person that you expected it to come from. We also support all those enterprise level features to make this operationally efficient for people. So you expect things like archiving of data. So you retain a copy of the file for X amount of days or years, auditing of all activities going on through the system. And alerting is very important as well. When you're dealing with unattended or headless systems, it all is great until it isn't. And you need to very quickly understand when something didn't work. And so we can alert over emails or Slack or Teams so that those operators know, oops, the payroll checks or the payroll information didn't make it up this weekend. So you darn well better go address that.
Does that happen often to clients where they have hiccups with their internet connections while they're doing batch transfers and you guys kind of try to auto recover? And if not, send them an alert?
Yeah, it happens, unfortunately, all too often. And it could be anything from internet problems to, I think, more common, especially in larger enterprises, is just the dynamic nature of their security teams. You have multiple layers involved, right? You have got the firewall teams and the proxy teams. And if you're going to the cloud through Azure or AWS, you have teams managing those policies and routes and load balancers and just so many systems involved that protecting the data flow between two systems can sometimes cause that data to not flow. And so that's where the alerting comes in, very handy. And so, yeah, we've helped customers recover from those situations pretty easily. They know when files don't make it through. I think it's often joked about how people say you don't know what you don't know. But it's the absolute truth in the data transfer world. When you're doing unattended file transfers, by definition, no one is sitting there watching each and every single transfer flowing between two systems. So you don't know what's going on unless you dig through the data on a daily basis, which is cost prohibitive. It's a waste of everyone's time. Better is to receive alerts when things fail or might have failed. And that's what our system does for you.
Are you using like SNMP traps? Are you using some kind of alert API in communication with things like SIEM, SIM, SOARs, or interfaces for MSSPs?
So our system can output to files which can be parsed or looked at by other systems like Splunk or SIM type vendors. But primarily we do our own internal alerting because it's usually around the business workflow in addition to the technical workflow. So I expected files to be there at 5 a.m. That's a business problem, not a technical problem if the files are not there. And so our workflow engine can be made aware that this is a failing condition. When files aren't there at 5 a.m, I want to send out alerts via email, Slack or Teams, or deposit information in a file that other vendors, SIM solutions can reach into and figure out what's going on.
Are there any improvements or advances in the MFT space, managed file transfer space, that you guys are making that you want to share with our viewers and listeners?
Well, you know, I don't know that we're making revolutionary improvements in the space, but I will say that the space has definitely changed over the last 3 to 5 years. You've seen a lot of consolidation of vendors. We've always had these super high-end vendors that you're familiar with, the IBMs of the world, the Axways of the world. They offer some great solutions, but they usually have very high associated price tags. And then there were the, I guess you'll call them mid-tier vendors, the GlobalScapes, the Ipswitches, the Help Systems, the GoAnywheres. And we've seen that these are very acquisitive companies backed by private equity investors that are causing a lot of these companies to consolidate and kind of dry up the choices for consumers. And so we're still a privately owned company, not backed by private equity. We're very ethically priced, and our goal is to make customers happy with our great product and our great service, rather than just trying to make our shareholders happy with the getting as many dollars as possible. And so I think the changes here are not necessarily technological. We're all bringing to the table fundamentally the same set of solutions with a few modifications here or there. What we're doing here at Covine Software is making sure that we keep a presence in that recently vacated area due to the mergers and acquisitions. So the customers do have choice in this world.
That's awesome. And again, you're pricing it right. You're making it easy to deploy. How quickly can I deploy you? And, you know, a typical deployment, is it based on organizational size or the amount of files people transfer, or, you know, user seat licensing for IT staff?
Yeah, most of our customers download a trial first and they give it a go to make sure it meets their needs. Once they're happy with that, that takes less than 2 weeks usually. It's driven more by their schedule than by our technology. But once they decide to purchase and install our software, you can get us up and running in a matter of hours. And then it's just a matter of converting your workflows, which might be in bash scripts or batch files or some legacy tools, or maybe even manual processes. You just have to define them in our easy to use point and click interface. So time to first transfer automation is usually on the order of an hour.
So Greg, is MFT deployed in the cloud as a SaaS offering with like an admin dashboard? Are there downloadable pieces of software or agents? How do you get deployed?
Yeah, our solution is installed by our customers within their own environment, but that environment could be their own data centers. It could be hosted data centers or even enterprise clouds like AWS or GovCloud or Azure. The solution consists primarily of our Diplomat MFT server, which is accessible via web browser. So once you install it, you can manage, configure, monitor it through the simplicity of your web browser, no matter where you are. And then that software can communicate to any servers, either inside your network or a VPC or across your organization boundaries to other vendors, suppliers, customers over SFTP, et cetera. We do also offer a remote agent, which allows things like satellite offices or remote data centers to easily communicate back and forth with that Diplomat MFT mothership, if you will.
That sounds awesome. Greg, are there any points or issues or concerns or any ideas you want to share with our viewers or listeners that we haven't covered yet?
No, I think it's great, Gary. I know that customers often hear about the ability for citizen developers or the knowledge workers to do their no-code deployments of different activities. I think that Diplomat MFT represents that same concept when it comes to the very narrow niche of file transfers. So instead of using FileZilla or WinSCP or writing batch scripts and shell scripts, our software can automate that for you and just give you back the time you need to do more meaningful stuff.
Fantastic. Greg Hoffer, the CEO of Covient Software, C-O-V-I-A-N-T, software.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's where we're going to send our viewers and listeners. Folks, it's time to look at MFT, automate the process, do it right, do it securely, fast, easy, and efficiently with Covient Software, and then come back next time for another exciting episode.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.